Well, we've had some robberies around here, too.
Anthony called. He said he's going to be a little bit late because he's at school working on his speech, but he said not to worry. He will go over to Susie Stewart's this afternoon and hang her new drapes.
Frankly, I'm a lot more worried about the speech than the drapes.
Uh-huh.
I know. I've never seen Anthony so nervous about anything. You know, I'm just so proud of him, you know, being one of the commencement speakers.
Charlene, don't talk about it.
Oh, Julia, I know. You get emotional. I do, too. It's just that, I mean, seeing how Anthony has pulled himself up, you know, he's just the dearest, sweetest.
Charlene!
Hello, this is the operator. I have an emergency interrupt for 555-8600. Would you please release the line?
Got to go, Rhonda Fay. Thank you, Charlene. I know she can't help it, but that accent of hers just drives me crazy. I cannot tell you how much I just love this pink wallpaper. Is he here?
Hi, no. No, no, no. He's still at school. Did y'all find a present?
Yes. Suzanne's helped me pick it out. It was expensive, but my man's only gonna graduate from college once.
Oh, Vanessa, that's gorgeous.
Oh, it sure is.
Somebody eat my rice cakes.
Well, I might have had one last night.
You might have? Charlie, it seems to me either you did or you didn't.
All right, I did.
You know, it's funny to me that you people can eat anything in the world. Cookies, bread, potato chips, entire sides of beef. I, on the other hand, have been reduced to a few little pieces of crumpled rice stuck together by some tasteless locale fish saliva. And yet, for some reason, you feel compelled to come over here and chow down on it.
I'm sorry.
Well, you ought to be.
Suzanne, you seem to be running low on sugar. Why don't you try sucking on a breath mint?
Because, do you? I don't want to suck a breath mint. Why don't you suck one? I'm about this close from getting in a tower and hurting some people.
So what y'all get Anthony?
Oh, we went in together and got him a computer. It hadn't come in yet.
A computer? Oh, my gosh, he'll go crazy. That's what he's been wanting.
Oh, good. We hope he'd like it.
Well, it certainly wasn't my idea. I think buying a computer is dumb. You know, it might come down with one of those viruses. Is hard enough. Why would you spend good money to buy something that's not even alive but can still get sick?
Yeah, I don't understand that computer virus stuff. I mean, does that mean that if your computer gets sick, your other office equipment can catch it?
Oh, Charlene, don't be ridiculous.
Well, I guess I better be getting back to the library and make some money to pay for all this. Would y'all just give this to Anthony for me?
Okay, we'll take care of it.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Right.
That girl is funny. That girl should be on television.
Charlene, let's don't forget to call the locksmith. We want to get a sturdier lock on that door.
You don't need a new lock. You need a 357 Magnum. Anybody breaks in here, you just blow their little butt right out of here.
Listen, Charles Bronson, if you're going to be this pleasant all day long, why don't you just do us all a favor and go on home?
Look, just don't mess with me, Julia, okay? I have PMS, I'm hungry, and I'm armed. Oh, that reminds me. You got a letter from your grandma.
Well, it is about time. I don't even know what time she's getting here. The woman refuses to talk on long distance, so I have to wait for Pony Express to arrive. Oh, Lord.
What? What's wrong?
She's driving all night from Memphis with my Uncle Cleavon and my Aunt Louise. I wanted my grandmother to come down, but I wanted her to fly down alone. I'm sorry. I know I'm acting childish.
No, it's all right. You're nervous about having to make that commencement speech.
No, Charlene, I'm not nervous. I was nervous 3 days ago. I've gone past nervousness into night sweats and hyperventilating. You want to see my paper bag? Every now and then, I have to get it out and breathe into it like this.
Anthony, is there anything we can do?
No, I'm pretty much beyond help. The commencement is Saturday, and the other three speakers have already finished their speeches. I'm just starting mine. And every time I get started, I get writer's block. Even if I do write it, you know what happens to me when I get nervous, I start laughing. And this time I probably get so nervous, I turn into a regular hyena.
Well, good Lord, why'd they even pick you?
Suzanne,
the students voted for him. Anthony is very popular.
Anthony, you're just feeling a little overwhelmed right now. We'll work it out.
Hey, listen, it's not your problem. Anyway, even if I do finish the speech, I still got deliveries to make and draperies to hang. I'm supposed to be out collecting money because I'm chairman of the new Black History reading room at the college. And on top of everything else, I have a world geography final tonight that I have not even cracked a book on. It's hopeless. Everything is caught up with me. Ladies, you're looking at a man who has gone the distance for 4 long years. I've run a good race. I'm at the finish line. And now I'm going up in flames.
I have never seen Anthony so depressed. I hope he passes that final tonight.
I think he's mostly worried about his grandmother.
Yeah, well, I think he's mostly worried about that speech, and with good reason. I mean, if I didn't have one word on paper 48 hours before the ceremony and was just going to get up there in front of hundreds of people and laugh like a hyena, I'd be worried, too.
Don't y'all get it? Anthony's grandmother and that speech are connected. That's why he can't write it.
Why?
She's the one who's loved him. She's raised him. She's believed in him all these years. Only family he has. Now she's coming here for the first time. I think he's terrified of disappointing her. But I know something I can do. I'm going to help him with his speech. Drama and debate were my specialties in college.
Oh, thank you, Julia. I appreciate it. But I think I'm pretty much beyond help.
What time is your final?
6:30.
What time will you be finished?
6:35.
I will meet you at the student library at 7:45, and we will work on your speech together.
Anthony, what's your speech supposed to be about anyway?
Well, basically, it's about the civil rights struggle then and now. See, I'm the only Black speaker, and I represent about 20% of the student body.
Well, boy, you sure came to the right place. It's right up Julia's alley. She just loves that stuff. She's got all that Harry Belafonte's records.
Anthony, before you go, what's that thing you're collecting for?
Oh, it's for the Black History section of the student library. I kind of started this drive. I thought it'd be kind of nice to leave a little something behind.
Well, that sounds like a real good cause. I'm going to add my 2 cents worth.
Me too.
Me three.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Now, you all have done enough already. I'm not taking any money.
Well, that's good, because I'm not giving any.
Suzanne.
Well, I'm sorry. I support Anthony, but why do Black people need a separate section?
Maybe because white history left them out.
Oh, please. I remember learning about all kinds of famous Black people. Amos and Annie to name two.
Okay, Anthony, here's my donation and $10 extra for that remark.
Well, I better go study. Hey, I really appreciate this, y'all.
Well, Bernice, how'd you get here? Why didn't you call us?
I just got a cab. I knew Anthony was busy, and I didn't want to bother him.
Oh.
Happy graduation. I love you, Anthony. And I just want you to know that you've been like an illegitimate son to me.
Thank you, Bernice.
I tell you, that cab driver was absolutely filthy. He reeked of alcohol, and the back seat was filled with old cigarette butts and birth control devices.
Hey, a Jeopardy game. This is great, Bernice. I watched this on TV.
Well, I didn't know what to get you. I debated about a cheese tray. But then a lot of the men at my retirement village have been bragging about that new murine earwax removal system. They say it's just wonderful.
Well, I think you made the right choice.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Well, Anthony, don't forget to take your suit. Vanessa says you'll need to get it altered.
I have to get that tonight, Charlene, because I just don't have time to mess with it right now. Bernice, thank you very much, and thank you for this check.
Oh, you're welcome.
Don't forget. See you at the library.
You got a date? Bye.
Oh, well, that's nice. I didn't know you and Anthony were dating.
Bernice, they're not dating. Julia's just going to help Anthony with his speech.
You know, he's a little nervous because Dondi's coming.
Who's that?
Dondi's what he calls his grandmother.
I never heard him call her that.
Well, that's how he always refers to her around me. It's just a nickname.
For what?
Well, I don't know, Suzanne. I don't guess it's for anything. It's just her name. You know, like there's this guy in Poplar Bluff named Snooker. You know, I mean, there's no reason for it. He doesn't play pool or anything. And there's another guy named Deacon, but he never goes to church. Matter of fact, there's a guy named Booger.
Charlene, we get the picture.
Okay, everybody, listen up. The subject is the Constitution for $20. This 10-point feature was added.
The Bill of Rights.
You have to say, what is the Bill of Rights, Suzanne? The answer must always be presented in the form of a question.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, those are the rules. Oh, how did you know the answer to that?
Oh, because I had to take Consuela's citizenship test for her.
Oh. Okay, dining out for $50. Harvey Parker's restaurant raised these meal accents to popularity.
What are Parker House rolls?
Oh, hey, that's good, Charlene. That's a good one. That's a hard one, too. Hey, Julia, you and Mary Jo think you're so smart. How about Charlene and I play you?
I don't think so. I don't know anything about rolls.
Oh, come on. What's the matter? Don't you think you can beat us? I mean, after all, we don't even know what a computer virus is. Go ahead, Bernice, fire away.
Okay, for $50, his Dianetics is a perennial bestseller.
Who is L. Ron Hubbard?
Well, L. Ron Hubbard, sure. I mean, that's only on TV about every 10 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, Mary Jo, if you think it's easy. I still got it right.
Okay, rhyme time for 10. A papa who's gone wrong.
Bad dad.
A record of a canine's performance.
Dog lug.
Does this mean that you're playing, Mary Jo?
Well, I guess so. If it's just for fun.
Well, it sure is. I'm not giving out any real money.
Go ahead, Bernice.
Okay. Phobias for 20. Hippophobia is the fear of this.
Large hips!
What is the fear of horses?
Correct.
Are you playing, Julia?
Well, I suppose I might, but just for a few minutes. Okay. The two of you against the two of us.
Okay, two-letter words for $10. Nickname for the Princess of Wales.
Who has died?
Einstein or Schweitzer to their friends.
Who is out? Oh.
Well, ladies, it seems that we've got ourselves a game going. Magazines for 20. Its departments include Periscope, My Turn, and Transition.
What is Newsweek?
Correct. Scandals for 30. Arthur's Queen Guinevere spent many nights
Who was Lancelot?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that was a real big scandal. Why don't you ask us about Donald Trump?
What's the score?
Mary Jo and Julia have $2,230, and you and Suzanne have $90.
Why don't you ask us about capitals? I know all the world capitals in alphabetical order.
Carruthers created this synthetic substitute in 1932.
What is nylon?
That is correct.
You know, Julia, I mean, you know, it's just the way you act, like you think you're just superior. You know, it's the way you say it. You know, what is
nylon?
Can you believe them, Charlie? They just think they are such hot stuff.
We do not.
Famous homophones for 40.
Ha! I know this one. You can't tell me I'm wrong. Liberace!
One of the storytelling brothers, or a way to describe his tales.
Who is Grimm?
That is correct. Now then, the grand total is... You have $2,350.
I guess that's it. I'll be going. You want me to take those pillows over to Claire Alice's, don't you?
That would be so nice, darling. Thank you.
Come on, Bernice. I'll drop you off on the way, too.
Grimm? Grimm, he was a famous homophobe. We never even heard of him.
Suzanne, a homophone is just one word with two different meanings and spellings.
Oh, who cares?
Well, if I were you two, I'd certainly bone up on this game before I played it again. That was really embarrassing.
Don't you worry about it, Bernice. We know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're just trying to give them a false sense of confidence. Sure, next time we're going to cram them.
Well, hey, it's working. We feel very, very confident.
You know what we're going to do, Charlie? We're going to get that little book and memorize all the answers. And then tomorrow we're going to challenge him to a rematch.
Suzanne, that would be dishonest. Besides, Julia might see you.
I'm not going to do it now. I'll come back later on, you know, when she's in bed and copy it. Then we'll just see who's the smartest of them all.
Break in again.
Mm-hmm.
little juice or something?
No, please just stay away from me.
Anthony, I know how you must feel, but the doctor says your leg's going to be fine. I mean, it was just a little nick. Anyway, now at least you know how to be nervous about, you know, that commencement speech.
Oh, I'm not nervous. Somehow getting shot kind of puts things in perspective.
Yeah, but I mean, now you don't have to make it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make it. The doctor told me that I could go home tonight. My grandmother drove 600 miles. Julia took the time to help me with part of it. I am going to make it, unless you have plans to shoot my crutches out from under me.
I just feel so terrible. Do you think Gandhi will ever forgive me?
Who is Gandhi?
Your grandmother. You know, I thought you were a burglar.
Oh, Suzanne, you are a maniac. It was just a matter of time before you shot somebody with that gun. It could have just as easily been Julia.
What did you tell the police?
I told them you shot me. What did you tell them?
I told them I thought you were a burglar. That you'd been in prison. You gonna press charges?
Well, now, Suzanne, I don't think that that will be necessary as long as you play your cards right.
I don't understand, Florence. Why was she coming over here to get that stupid Jeopardy game anyway?
Because she wanted to copy all the answers so we could beat y'all. She thinks that y'all think we're dumb.
Well, why did she sneak over here in the night? You can go out and buy that game at any store.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We are dumb. Y'all sure that he's gonna be all right?
Oh, yes, Charlene. He's gonna be just fine. Of course, he's gonna walk a little funny for the next 50 years, and his grandmother's gonna die of a heart attack as soon as I tell her.
Hello! Hi. You must be Mrs. Bouvier.
Yes, I am.
Charlene.
Oh, I've heard so much about you.
Oh, Charlene. We've heard a lot about you, too. Also heard a lot about Aunt Cleavon and Uncle Louise. Oh, gosh, I'm really nervous.
Don't be, honey. We're just ordinary people.
And this is the head of our firm, Julia Sugar Baker.
Especially honored to meet you, Mrs. Bouvier. Anthony's told us so many wonderful things about you.
Thank you so much. He's my boy. You know, I raised him since he was 8 months old. And God never put a finer child in any woman's arms. Is he here?
No. I mean, well, not right now.
Y'all want anything to eat?
No, thank you.
Will Anthony be back soon?
Well, as a matter of fact, that's just what I wanted to talk to you all about. I know that tomorrow's a very important day for you, and this news may be just a little tiny bit disconcerting to you, but you're going to have to find it out anytime. So anyway, I'll tell you, he's had a little accident.
Oh, my Lord, he's not...
No. He's going to be just fine. It just happened last night. Has he ever told you anything about my sister, Suzanne Sugarbaker?
Is she the one that lives in the big house and owns a pig?
Well, yes, she did have a pig, but it ran away. Anyway, he and Suzanne were here together. And that's when it happened.
Well, basically, what happened?
Basically, she shot him.
And so today, as we, the class of 1990, prepare to take our place in life, I am reminded of another commencement speaker's warning of the dangers and disappointments of the cold, hard world outside. He gave his audience two words of advice. Don't go. But that advice arrives a little late for me. You see, I come from the cold, hard world. At 19 years old, I went to prison. And were it not for a handful of people who believed in me before I went in and after I came out, I am sure I would not be standing before you today. My grandmother, the school teacher, who decided that I would not define my world by race when she emptied a box of crayons in front of me one day and said, "Just so you know, Anthony, this is what it's all been about. All the hatred and suffering and fighting and dying and over nothing more than the colors that can be found in a child's Crayola box." And then she said, "Wouldn't it be terrible, Anthony, if you didn't become everything you dreamed you could be just because of the colors in a child's Crayola box?" I will always love her for many things. But most of all, I will love her for that. And finally, I would like to tell you about four other very special women. Four women who gave me a job when no one else would. Who believed in me and taught me about humor, friendship, taste, elegance, style, and, well, women. As a matter of fact, because of the generosity and foresight of one of these special women, I'm going to conclude my special day with a very important announcement. It is my distinct privilege to stand before you with this check in my hand. A check which will now assure the completion of what I hope will soon be called the Suzanne Sugarbaker Black History Student Reading Room. Thank you, Suzanne, and may you be an inspiration to people of all races everywhere.